So, how does the two-party system benefit you?
How does the two-party system benefit America? How does the two-party system benefit itself? The two-party system narrows down your choices to two people who carry opposing views on many things. This way, both sides not necessarily are saying to vote for their candidate, but saying not to vote for the other candidate. Is that the way it should be? Could there be a system where we choose a decent candidate, not someone who is just not him or her? Could one side throw an election by having a terrible candidate? I think if we got rid of the party system altogether, there'd be more money available for other people to run. The parties just gravitate money toward themselves. Did you know that much of elected officials' time is used making phone calls and making appearances at events to gain more money for their party? Why not gain money for their personal election fund? Or better yet, have the election system be affordable enough so they do not need to spend a bunch of time on what are, in actuality, sales calls. What does the party system provide for the people of the United States of America? From my standpoint, it provides us a narrowed pool of candidates, almost fed to us. It assures that there will be people that, no matter what the right decision is, they will convey the message of whatever their party says, since they are wanting to be re-elected. As a disclaimer, there are some elected officials currently belonging to the parties who are good for the United States. As nice as it would be to have no party system, we have sunk ourselves into a hole which will be difficult to get out of. The party system assures the ability to narrow electable candidates, thus making people backing those candidates a lot of money. If we were to end this system, those backers would miss out on the money they so desperately desire. They have had the big bucks for so long, they are pretty well settled in, but there is a way to dislodge them. Term limits and more people in the Electoral College could be the first step. There are 538 members of the Electoral College, which is one for every 700,000 people. Do you know how many the Constitution says we can have? It says we can have one for every 30,000 people, depending on interpretation, which means we have about 1/23 of the possible representatives. Though many people think bigger government is a bad thing, it would ensure a more diverse set of voices be heard instead of just two. Did you know that no matter the vote in some states, parties can buy electoral collegian votes? Doesn't that seem like a huge flaw to you? Another thing the two-party system leaves us subject to is a single-party supermajority. This vulnerability in the system has been exploited by current policymakers and 2009 to 2011, and has been exploited in the past. Did I get your blood boiling? Good. Let other people know the way that you feel, and let's get this ball rolling. No more party system. No more party system. No more party system. If anyone is out there that can describe the benefits of the two-party system to me, I will hear you out. Go ahead and add a comment.